USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden's son Hunter Biden will need to sit down for a sworn deposition and answer additional written questions about his investments, art sales, and other financial transactions as part of a paternity-related case in Arkansas. Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, says this information will help the House investigation looking into Hunter's alleged influence peddling.
Well, this has the potential to be very helpful. First of all, what, in fact, is his income from his artwork and who the buyers are? That's the most important part, who the buyers of this artwork are. Secondly, we want to know if Hunter Biden has any offshore accounts, because we're learning more every day about the complex scheme that the Biden family had to try to disguise the source of their revenue.
Over a handful of people are dead and more than 30 injured after a dust storm caused zero visibility and a massive freeway pileup.
Imagine driving down the freeway, then suddenly visibility becomes zero due to a sudden dust storm. Illinois State Police Major Ryan Starick says that's exactly what happened on Interstate 55 outside Springfield.
The cause of the crash is due to excessive winds blowing dirt from farm fields across the highway, leading to zero visibility.
That caused several chain reaction accidents on both sides of the interstate.
Approximately 20 commercial motor vehicles and 40 to 60 passenger cars were involved. This includes two truck tractor semi-trailers that caught fire as a result of the crashes.
I'm John Schaefer.
A pro-life amendment in Kansas failed last August in their legislature as it was vetoed by the governor. Last week, however, the state legislature overrode Democrat Laura Kelly's veto overwhelmingly. The Kansas House voted 87 to 37, and the Senate voted 31 to 9 to move forward the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, and will become law in the Sunflower State July 1st. USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champ. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
The White House promises the banking system is safe after the second largest bank in America, First Republic, collapsed over the weekend.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre had this to say.
We have taken decisive and forceful actions these past several weeks to make sure that the banking system is in a stable position.
Speaking in a briefing, Jean-Pierre said American businesses and individuals can be confident that their deposits are there if they need them after the bank was bought by JPMorgan Chase. But the Biden administration is also making sure First Republic Bank is being held accountable without taxpayers on the hook. She added President Biden is calling on Congress to ensure regulators have the tools to do so. I'm Skip Kelly.
We're learning more about the murder of Cash App founder Bob Lee in San Francisco, California.
Preliminary info from an autopsy reveals that Lee died on the operating table. The medical examiner's report showed he had alcohol, cocaine, and ketamine in his system. Tech consultant Nima Momeni is facing murder charges for allegedly stabbing Lee in the chest in the Rincon Hill neighborhood in early April. According to court documents, the two men got into an argument over Momeni's sister. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Writers Guild of America has called for the first strike in 15 years after negotiations for a labor deal with Hollywood studios broke down. The strike started at midnight Pacific time. Writers are taking to the picket line, though they may perform other duties like producing and directing. The last WGA strike came in 2007 and 8 when it lasted for 100 days. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.